Russell Smith has at least one reason to pop the champagne tonight. All the transmission lines from Texas' so-called competitive renewable energy zone are set to be operational starting New Year's Day. So what the heck is the competitive renewable energy zone?
I like to compare it to something like the highway for electricity.
Smith is in charge of the Texas Renewable Energy Industries Association. He says just like it took a network of roads to usher in the age of the automobile, the transmission system built to bring wind power from West Texas to cities in the rest of the state will encourage investment in renewables. And he's not just talking wind. He envisions a time
where you have solar available in the daytime and on peak, and wind in the evening and at night, plus some natural gas backup and probably some large-scale storage out there. It's going to be a very robust system.
But just as the infrastructure to carry this power is completed, the federal government's tax credits to encourage investment in wind power are expiring. That could slow investments in wind in the near term, though Smith thinks lawmakers will renew wind-friendly policies in 2014.
I've got to believe that's true. Otherwise, I would be ready, I guess, to give it up. But I do believe that our leaders will figure this out.
Whether they do or not, it's worth mentioning that the new transmission lines aren't strictly reserved for renewable energy. Terry Hadley is spokesperson for the Texas Public Utility Commission.
If all the capacity is not needed for renewable power, then fossil fuel generated power could be delivered, such as natural gas.
The lines are paid for by a fee tacked onto energy bills. Hadley says Texans in parts of the state managed by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas will end up paying about $7 more a month for at least the next several years. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.